The role of law, it might be said, is to protect and foster order in a society, while the rule of law is to protect and foster the freedom of individuals who compose a society. The role of law is regulative of individual behavior, and the role of law provides the basis of order. But in fulfilling this role, law may be oppressive of individual liberty, it may be restrictive of creative effort, it may be improperly discriminatory in its application, and it may be even capricious and arbitrary. Thus, the role of law may be achieved even at enormous cost to the values reflected in the Western liberal tradition. The concept of the rule of law is associated closely with the development of the Western liberal tradition and is favorably disposed to the concept of individual freedom. A basic to the concept of the rule of law, it seems, is that laws should be knowable by those who are regulated in their behavior by that law. Further, basic to this concept of the rule of law is the concept of the limitation on law that is reflected both in the Western philosophical tradition and in the Western concept of constitutionalism, in the sense that the use of the coercive powers of the state are not intruded into the affairs of individuals so that freedom is severely limited. Tension exists in the relationship of these two concepts as it does between freedom and order. The role of law is based on power and force, and its expansion feeds on the desire for power on the part of individuals and groups. The rule of law is defended by reason and moral judgment, and certainly is a fragile protection against the power of the state. Perhaps our speakers today will give us insight into how this tension can be constructively handled and the rule of law advanced and protected. Our first speaker, Mr. David W. Dennis, former member of the United States House of Representatives. Mr. Dennis has had a long and distinguished career in public service, ranging from being prosecuting attorney in his home county in Indiana and being a member of the House of Representatives of the Indiana General Assembly. He served in the United States Congress from 1969 through 1975 and is the senior partner in the law firm of Dennis, Reinke, and Burdish in Richmond, Indiana. It's my pleasure to introduce to you the Honorable David W. Dennis.